Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is the Halloween episode.
Fourth annual.
12th.
Fucking fourth annual.
How's it go? I'll let everyone, round robin, introduce yourselves, or I'll just throw you out there how you want to do it.
Just throw us all in a pile and we'll see who wins.
This is your host, Alan. We got Big John.
What it do?
Danny Whoop.
What up, guys?
And Brother Cab.
You're a fucking ugly bitch, and I want to stab you to death and then play around with your blood.
And just like that...
Patrick Bateman, American Psycho.
No longer kid-friendly.
Yeah, right. We already got the
Are you there?
Two right. Seconds in.
Kitties go to bed now.
It's what was it? Up All Night on USA used to show
horror
movies.
Up All Night,
it's Up All Night time. Time for the kids to go to bed.
I was a kid.
Yeah. I watched The Paperboy 10 million times on that shit.
I don't remember Paper. I remember like 90 Foot Woman or some shit like that.
Oh, God, yeah. They got even worse the later it got. It's always great. It was like, what, the Shudder of
Sex
TV?
With a Single Alien. Did you ever watch that classic?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
It's where this dude gets abducted by aliens and they give him the powers to like mind fuck women and orgasms.
Hell yeah. I want to see that. It sounds just as bad as it sounds. Gilbert Godfrey!
Right,
oh, hell yeah. Gilbert Godfrey?
All right, so for this episode, and I'm sure like we'll do a little bit of a catch-up, but I do want... What are we calling this game that we're playing? What is this? We got a
Lines.
40 bracket.
October Madness!
Lines and dashes.
Lines and dashes.
Lines and dashes, shoots and ladders.
Right,
homes, man. So whatever we're trying to accomplish here is like we're drawing out of a Ziploc bag.
A baggie.
Where there is a bunch of horror films from, is it specifically 2000s?
2000s.
Take the cap off the
2000
top.
2000.
Good save. And we are going to battle royale. Like, for instance, Kyle will draw out a movie. Let's just say it's Nightmare on Elm Street. And then Danny just happens to draw.
Freddy got fingered.
Fuck yeah.
That one was scary.
That was a little scary. Danny, would you like some sausage?
Danny gets.
And then the debate begins, and then whoever wins out of those two movies moves on to the next round. And this is Kids Go to Bed. This is. We like your feedback. Like, what? If a movie of yours comes up and you think it is the best and we screwed it up, tell Big John.
Yeah, tell me. I'll take care of it.
Y'all didn't throw in Siberian film. Get that artsy-fartsy shit out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, that bullshit.
I have a question. Like, what about, What all is for consideration? Obviously, we have like the thrillers and slashers. What about?
Well, 2000s were a big dude. Thriller realm, dude. It wasn't only a big horror; it was thrillers.
Yeah.
I dig on
a lot of Ring and shit.
Yeah. That was your horror, though. You know, fucking weird shit.
Well, I mean, think about like where it's made
Wrong
up
Turn,
today.
Man.
Wrong Turn was good.
Oh yeah.
We underestimated that movie.
You had some like campy things like Strangers.
Strangers, I love those. I love all of them.
Dude, I got some oddballs up in here. There's a couple.
What about that trippy movie when they went to Sweden? Is that in there?
Just
Hostel?
Not that would be a good one. Other one where they go tripping and he ends up like this big where the
shrooms.
You seen shrooms?
Yeah, I've seen shrooms.
It's a fairly recent film. It was probably two years
ago. Midsommar.
Midsommar.
No, I don't know if it's in here, dude.
Was that a thriller horror?
It's kind of more like
I'd say drama. Thriller.
Pretty
psychological.
Yeah. Definitely
psychological. Is the movie Ode in there?
Nah.
Same genre, psychological.
I don't like Ode.
What about Worm?
In Night Shyamalan.
I don't know Worm.
You've never seen the movie Worm?
Uh-oh.
I finally seen the fucking movie Cobb hasn't.
That is actually an achievement.
Yeah, it is.
Like
boom.
An achievement was awarded.
Yeah, no
you could
shit.
Say like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings or
Star Wars. Well, I'm talking about a movie that I
he's not with the fantasy.
Yeah, I'm talking about a movie. You need to check out Worm, though. It's a YouTube movie.
It's YouTube movie.
It's from the RB Satanist.
How long is it?
Oh, I know the cat you're talking about. He spent like a year and a half like raising funds so he could produce it. You know the cat like this lady came through the house that Beef built and I thought, oh God, yeah. This is it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did a movie with a GoPro, two shots, and it's like an hour and a half movie.
Is it scary? I mean, like.
It is very strange.
No, I didn't wash my clothes before shift change. And this whole place smells like roast beef.
Yep, that guy. He directed, starred, and produced his own movie. And it's called
Ken Hill,
Worm.
Dude.
Wow.
Did that COVID movie make it?
With Host? I don't think I put it in here because I'm probably the only one that saw it.
I saw it.
With the... Like Zoom movie?
Yeah.
With the girls?
Put your mask on and she puts a grocery bag over the chicken.
That was a dash cam.
I tried to watch dash cam.
Oh, that movie's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious,
man.
Dude.
It's so funny.
I fell asleep.
She's catching hell on Twitter right now for being that character. She lives in Hollywood and they think she's like super MAGA person. And she's trying to like, I've had an abortion and I got a pride flag in my yard.
So that's almost like this is my black
but
friend.
Do you have the Ukraine flag in your bio?
Yeah, this is my black friend.
I want to be like, this bitch is not nobody. I'm canceled.
This is my Mexican friend.
I mean, I just want to be like, it's just the internet.
Nah, man. That's real life, dude. Japanese people are dumping like millions into the metaverse.
Yeah.
And so I got 9 active users.
Recently did the episode with virtual reality. There's a lot going on in there that might really shock you.
Yeah. I don't doubt
that. The VR, the virtual reality, is quickly becoming very similar to the regular.
Oh, they've got jobs.
Somebody's sitting here controlling us with fucking
in the
Oculus.
Yeah. I want to buy me some virtual land and sell it. Yeah.
That shit's stupid. People do that shit.
Well,
that's the world we live
in. Have you considered owning nothing and being happy?
Yeah.
Living in a pod and eating bugs? I think. Where you at?
Somebody save us, maybe.
I think we're going to evaporate. Or Freddy Krueger.
Get that right.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to get there.
All right, so the board... Definitely need to take a picture of the board.
Yeah.
It is quite the conundrum. Right now, it just looks like a bunch of just lines. But
lines and dashes.
Are y'all ready to get started, or is there anything to do? I mean, like anything cool happened lately? Current event?
What about the chicks in Hamilton that got national news?
Oh, yeah, for scaring them kids.
Their kids.
I never saw the video.
Yeah.
That was in Hamilton?
Yeah, it was Hamilton, Mississippi.
Actually, I think I've got a screenshot here.
Yeah, she was like wearing the mask and tormenting them.
Yeah, it was
4-year-olds. Video, I want to see it.
I don't have the video.
You ain't seen it.
No, but these are the women they got.
Yeah.
One of those
is the mom. They had the mugshot of the mom.
Justice still lives.
One of those people is the mom, though. I don't know which one.
Is she putting them hands on them?
No, man.
No, dude, she was like walking around in like a scream mask and just. Yeah.
I've seen one of them walking around in a big mouth looking mask.
Yeah.
I've seen no ghost face killer.
Yeah, it was more like the nun.
More like the nun.
I've never watched that.
The nun?
You haven't watched the nun?
It's part of the Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
I know, yeah, it is. I mean,
I haven't seen Annabelle, so I don't feel bad.
No, either of them. The second one's the best one.
Yeah.
That's kind of a rarity.
The best. Yeah, you haven't watched...
No, it's kind of like... I'm kind of done with these now.
They are. It's kind of like, you know how they got with Ouija?
Yeah.
I didn't Ouija really the beginning. It. I tried to. I have a hard time going back and rewatching stuff that wasn't that great to begin with.
Yeah. I like Ring.
The Ring is a good
Rewatched it this year. I like it better than when I first watched it. Like, this is a good story.
Some of them do get better because it's Japanese, I think.
Yeah.
I'll never get over like Scary Movie 3, like spoofing the hell out of The Ring.
Yeah.
All right, so who starts?
Oh, let's talk some more. I mean, I hit my goal.
31?
Are you 31 and 30?
No, I mean, bucket list goal.
Yeah.
Saw a movie by ourselves.
Me oh, yeah, Will. That's right, yeah. Yeah, me and him.
Hell yeah.
The only ones in the whole theater.
What movie was it?
Barbarian. Barbarian, yeah.
How was it?
I liked it.
It was pretty good.
Now that
was a, like,
that's not the prequel to X, right?
No, what was no the, that's that Pearl. Was
Pearl.
Pearl.
Yeah.
That was only me and this old couple. Like, I think they was thought the, they was going to watch. Look at this poster. It looks like Gone with the Wind. Because I was like, what the hell are they doing in here watching Pearl?
Jeez, judge much? Man, come on.
Yeah,
come on,
man.
Oh, my 2022. Parents up in there.
It's 22. My parents watched True Blood, dude, and I was like, oh my.
You don't like True Blood?
No, I liked it, but not, I mean, it's pretty risque. Yeah. They wanted us to sit with as a family and watch it. I'm like, no, hell no.
Son, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
They were telling me about episodes, and I'm like, just put on the DVR and I'll watch it.
Yeah, there's this witch that has orgies at her swimming pool.
Yeah, I'm like, uh-uh. No, Mama, I don't even know all that shit. I'll find out.
Yeah, man. That's nice going up in there by yourself. Holler. Stand up.
Do whatever you want it to. Yeah, the sign seats. That was the first time I've ever.
Yeah,
like,
a part of me thought, like, a part of me like, thought okay, like it was going to be like that you were going to make the joke about bros.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is a private theater. I got it all to myself. Yeah, because nobody wants to watch that shit.
Yeah.
When we met up in the parking lot, I joked it. Man, we really going to see bros.
We could have snuck out.
I mean,
you just sit outside of it and judge everybody. I knew it!
Yep.
Caught you.
I caught it.
Caught you.
I've been saying this for years.
That dude kind of gets on my nerves anyway. I've watched his little Billy on the Streets before.
Really?
He just asks random people to interview him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He looks like he's about 6'8".
Big guy.
Yeah, I'd hate to be like, hey, man, you're what the fuck do you need, buddy?
Did I send a preview of that new M. Night Shyamalan movie?
What's the name of it?
Maybe. I don't know. It's got Batista in it looking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
yeah,
a cabin
like,
in the woods type.
Quiet? Is that the name of it?
Something like that.
That looks pretty crazy.
It does, like, but I saw Batista.
Batista
like,
walks up to this little girl in the woods, and then they breaks in because like it's a gay couple with a daughter.
Yeah.
And it's like these random strangers, like, five of them with Batista? And it's like, the whole world's about to go to crap, and we're here to save you.
I have seen this.
Looks like you're going to have to sacrifice a daughter.
The Dwayne Johnson, he's the only one that can cross over and be an actual actor. Batista's going to need to go back to the ring.
You didn't like him in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
Like John Cena's Suicide Squad?
Absolutely not.
You didn't like the show?
No.
Show's, golly. Very hard.
I don't know. Like, I would say, like, The Rock probably has been, but you got to think, when it comes to wrestling, dude, like, I would say those guys are probably more talented than most actors in Hollywood when it comes to, like...
Yeah, anything.
Their entertainment. I mean, they're... You're really, like, doing a entertainment dance with another person in the ring, and you're, like, you got the heel, and it's...
Do you like Code Orange?
Yes, I do. I've seen them.
They use a lot of their music in wrestling. I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
This dude came back and his music's baller with Code Orange. No, yeah.
Yeah. They opened for Deftones back in 16.
God. I'm looking forward to one of these pictures.
It's in my bedroom.
It's it's new.
Yeah, they got some new shit out.
I can't even find it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
You can find, like, the audio of his entrance.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
You ready to get this shit kicked
off?
Yeah,
let's get it going. Let's pick a card.
We're going to figure it out one way along the way.
Who starts?
Who wants to start? Youngest?
Put the hand in the bag.
Put the baby in charge.
Who am I going up against? Like, I'm not even going to look at it.
Next. We're just going to go in a circle? We're going to start the circle?
I wonder what you have, and I wonder what I have. Oh, he's going in there.
Yeah, I'm digging in the middle, buddy.
Trying to figure it out.
He's like me at the Walmart in the $5 movie beer. The good ones are at the bottom.
The good ones are in the bottom, man.
Well, there they are.
They are. I think I grabbed one off the top.
All right.
The Conjuring.
Oh, man. Versus Pearl.
Oh, shit.
Pretty good matchup.
Yeah,
I'm the only one that saw Pearl.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I know quite a bit about A24 Productions. Like, out of the gate, I want to say, like, I've liked pretty much all of their stuff. This is the prequel to the movie X, which was, you had Kid Cudi. Shout out to my boy. I enjoyed the film. I haven't seen Pearl, but I want to.
I don't know if it's Bill Condon right, but who cares?
It doesn't matter. It's there.
Close enough.
Yeah.
A little bit about The Conjuring, and then I guess Cobb's the only one who can really defend Pearl's.
Part of the Annabelle universe?
It's The Conjuring. The original. OG, man.
That's the original.
It's
original.
It's The Conjuring universe, yeah.
The Lorraines, man.
Yeah. They're cool. You know, they were demon hunters. It's probably not...
All the ectoplasm.
It's probably not all true.
Yeah.
But I'm sure some of it is.
You got to fancy some stuff
and
up.
And true is way scarier.
I think Hollywood kind of downplays it, dude. Like, y'all remember I had the Exorcist guy on the show?
Yeah.
And so a couple weekends later, I went over and hung out with him, and he was doing these video calls to Oregon, like over Zoom or Skype.
Oh, God, Portman?
Yeah, it was. One of them was Portland. But
Portland is one of the most.
He did two exorcisms, dude. These were both women, and dude, like, when the demon stepped in, it was like they were foaming at the mouth, and they went from talking like this to, oh, you know, and I was like, this is through a computer screen, and so, like, yeah, dude, like, Hollywood kind of does downplay, and like she was doing like the, it was wild, man.
Yeah.
He's got a ton of that footage, and so like I want to go hang out with the guy again and see it, and like it's very interesting, and it's
Rose City.
If you have any doubt that possession exists, oh buddy, it's a thing. Pearl, Cobb, like
Pearl is the prequel to X,
and X was awesome, so.
It's a different style. Ty West is the director. All his styles are like retro looking some. This one's shiny, very colorful.
Nice, I like it. I like it already.
saw the previews.
I want to watch it.
Is this a mulligan?
I'm going to say they're both good films because The Conjuring was very well done.
I haven't seen either.
You ain't seen Conjuring?
I've seen Conjuring?
I know you've seen two. You said it at my house.
Yeah, I saw that.
I actually like it better.
Yeah, and City is pretty sick. I have to make a call on two movies I haven't seen, so I don't even think my vote's fair.
This is dumb, man.
Pick the winner of this.
Yeah, let's bust them down.
I think you might as well go in and get it while it's good.
You gotta fill them in.
While they're hot.
I might as well put Conjuring since I'm the only one that saw Pearl. That's kind of fucked up. It may be more rewatchable.
I mean, that's what I was asking. Is this the mulligan?
Could we put that in a mulligan since we haven't seen
it? The Conjuring.
We'll put that in there.
I mean, it's still
pitch. Bow them out next year.
I don't know. I'm interested in Pearl.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to watch it next time.
Yeah.
I think like that is the most exciting movie. Like,
that'd be a whole different category next time, though.
Yeah. Could it be? Or would it be? What you got?
What is it?
A strange look come over Danny's face.
Oh, I know that one.
It's you could be Halloween. Oh, it's like a run-in.
Is that the damn Adam Sandler? Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Against who?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
All right. That's not even fair. It's going to be Scary Stories.
It happens.
Yeah. Anything to say about the two films? I mean,
I've tried to watch Hubie.
Yeah.
Hubie Halloween.
Scary
fucking
Stories.
Seven times, Tale. I think.
The Dark.
That's a long anagram there.
I couldn't fit it on
just
there.
Just put Dark Story.
Scary Stories.
Scary Stories. In the dark.
Yeah, thank you.
It'll be all right.
All right. So, moving on.
Yeah. That was a quick round.
Oh, man. I didn't say nothing about Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. He just beat his ass.
We all knew it was true.
The names just beat themselves.
I love that movie, man. It's kind of like... It's kind of campy.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a good one.
I got a good one.
Get Out.
Very racist.
Versus.
It.
Oh.
The remake.
Ooh.
Also, very racist.
Did have white.
All right, so they both got off on bad feet. Get Out versus It. You have It, which is the classic. Is it the remake?
This is the remake. This is the remake.
This is the.
I think the remake.
So which It is it? Like, do you consider them both one film?
No, it's the first. It would be the first.
This was the first
there was
remake,
it and then It Chapter Two. So this is just going to be It.
Okay.
This is the first remake.
So I did
6 hours worth.
I did enjoy It.
Yeah, me too.
And I also enjoyed Get Out. Get Out was filmed by Peele.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So
great.
I seen Nope at Dollar General a while ago. For sale behind the counter.
And then, I mean, it's a classic that, I mean, a name yeah, that everyone knows.
I mean, Pennywise.
Scary demon.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see any, you know, Get Out people in people's yards decorating. You see,
There will be no decorating for that.
A classification? Yeah. Like, as far as it's a cult classic.
It is. Even though it is a remake, it's still...
Yeah, it's still... It was so well...
Cobb, how do you weigh in?
Oh, man.
It was so fucking well done, man.
I like both of them, man.
This is a tough one, but I'm going It.
Yeah, I'm going It as well.
Classic horror, I'm going to go with It.
Yeah. All right. If it was Chapter 2, I'd probably pick Get Out.
Me too.
Yeah, probably.
Me too. Chapter 2 was just long.
It's a shoe-in.
It got two CGI for me, man.
It's just fucking long, man. That was the whole thing with me. It's like fucking 3 hours long.
You don't like 3 hour movies?
They gotta be good.
You don't want to waste an eighth of your day on possible shit?
Yeah, fuck no.
Alright. Let's see what we got going on here.
Oh, uh-oh. Shit, I grabbed like 7.
You got 10.
Alright, so.
I've just won.
Against one.
Yeah.
Alright, so. Barbarian. Versus
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh shit!
Y'all two.
Fuck.
All right, we at least talk about the films for a minute.
Well, but
I guess it'll come down the line later. So, obviously Rob Zombie wins.
That's right there.
For the listeners, a brief synopsis of Barbarian. What was it about?
Oh, dude, I'm about to want to say nothing because you go in with looking at the preview. Yeah, it's like Hereditary.
Yeah, we went
it's
in.
Like,
it looks like it's about something else, and it changes. Yeah.
Oh,
we were like, it was.
So that's cool.
The story changed.
Would this be worth a mulligan? Does it need to kind of be?
I don't think so.
You pick something else out that bag 9 out of 10 times, he's going to get his ass whooped by House of Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all right, so that was very quick.
Very easy.
Great film.
I mean, my version was good. I ain't gonna lie, but it
doesn't. Doctor Satan.
Beat that.
Watch. 1,000.
1,000.
Wow. Hell yeah.
The Descent.
That's a stinker.
Yeah.
The Descent.
Mine's almost as good as that one.
We'll see. Descent's great.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh,
oh yeah.
That's actually a pretty good matchup.
Cabin in the Woods. I've already, I'm calling that one all day.
I'm going Cabin.
I'm going with the Merman.
Cabin. All right. Any brief synopsis for either of these film recommendations?
Who the fuck would go spelunking?
Yeah, who would really be like, oh, let's go down in this fucking cave and see what's down there?
Somebody had been listening to Mr. Ballins.
Yeah.
I done heard so many scary stories about people doing that shit.
Well, there's some caverns in North Alabama.
Well, I mean, do you ever think about just how insane, like, getting into the ocean is? Like, I have a big thing, like, with... I don't like getting in the water. If I can't see...
The older I get, the more I'm like, no. It's too many damn fucking sharks.
Dude, you're getting into a large body of water that is inhabited by, like, the man-o-wars that are poisonous as shit. You got sharks. You got a lot of things that could just fuck you up.
COVID.
And you openly get in there and just act a complete ass. You get your ass whooped by the ocean. You're always pulling your pants up. It's just... I'd rather just be on the sand.
Oh, shit. Sorry, your turn.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Just sneezed all over you.
Hey, that's fine. I got COVID now.
You're welcome.
Fuck, I don't have insurance anymore.
Oh, man.
Spooky season.
Look, lucky for you. You don't need it.
Yeah. I got vaccinated. Woo.
How's that working for you? You got against the juggernaut I just pulled.
You're going to whoop my ass again, I'm sure. Alright, so it's Hostel.
Ooh, hi.
Hostel?
Versus?
Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, shit. Those are neck and neck right there. Shit.
Oh, my God.
One extreme violence against one extreme wokeness.
Yeah, I mean. if it was just.
Say hello to Satan for me.
Hey, buddy.
And the Roombas.
The Roombas. Yeah, that's what got me for it. That was it.
I've stayed in.
Hostel's gonna have some.
Yeah. I've stayed in a hostel, and like I remember seeing that movie like a couple years before we went and done that, and I was like, it was on my mind.
Yeah, it's something that could really fucking happen. That's just that shit could really fucking happen.
I'm going hard for this one.
Uh oh, what you got?
Final Destination.
Just the first
OG
one?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Final Destination.
Okay. That's cool.
What you got?
I got one kind of beefy.
You take away the opening wreck scene, it's too all that great.
It's not. The opening wreck scene will stick with you forever.
The log trucks?
Yes.
I like
I mean, like, you, dude, I remember maybe a year and a half ago, you made a post. It's like every time I get behind a log truck on a curvy road, specifically between Columbus and Millport,
every time.
That movie comes to my mind.
No, you're right. So I got Paranormal Activity.
Oh.
The OG.
Paranormal Activity versus Final Destination. Final Destination just kind of feel good for me, and I'm going
it is,
Final.
It is more of a nostalgic feeling. Yeah, I'm going to go with Final Destination on it.
I mean, kind
of
way in.
Paranormal, though. Paranormal is...
It's a great movie. It is a great movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm going Paranormal whooping its ass.
All right, so it sounds like I'm alone with Final.
Yeah.
No, Paranormal Activity is one of the highest, like, grossing movies ever.
That's because they hyped it up so much.
It was made with $15,000.
Paranormal Activity advances.
But they did $3 billion worth advertising for it. I know,
exactly. So therefore, their production value was so much
better. Here, let me write it while you draw.
Let's draw?
Let's keep this. You got to draw your movie.
Oh. Well, what's the winner?
Paranormal Activity, man.
Okay, I'm left-handed, so this is an absolute hellhole.
Ha, 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 ha. Why aren't we just using the one side right now?
You gotta work your way over.
It's the lipstick demon.
And then we'll work the other side.
You got the lipstick demon? The
lipstick demon.
I don't want this.
All right, I thought this said the strongers for a second, but I guess it is the strangers.
Strongers, baby. Yeah,
strangers.
The strangers.
He's looking at us.
The lipstick demon. Insidious.
These are two of my favorites right here.
I know. I like both these movies.
I'm going to go Insidious. That's just me.
What's the factor?
I have The Strangers here because I haven't seen The Strangers.
Because it's actually probably the scariest one on there.
It's like stupid realistic. Yeah, like this. So I mean, it could happen tonight right here.
Dude, if I get a knock at my door at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, can we say love for Insidious, but Strangers Advances? It's just...
Oh man, yeah, gotta have love. Or can we put Insidious in a mulligan?
Okay.
Insidious is so good.
Okay, when we come to something like this, can we just say like it gets the bye that happens down the way? Like it sits out until it gets real.
We only get one for each side. So
but it should be Strangers that gets the bye since it won. And pick something else.
Oh, I like what you did there. I Strangers, like,
it's advanced.
It's already gotten it. All right. So, do we pick another one to battle?
Insidious? No, I gotta go pick something else out.
Well, okay. Well, there it is. That'll work.
Here, I don't need to write anymore. My writing is crap. If I put my palm down, I erase everything that I do.
No, I took your Strangers away.
It's me and you, right?
Took my Insidious away.
Yeah. Well, it's their turn.
Oh, all right.
Good. Okay.
Seems like he's just.
Oh my God!
It's already advanced. What is it going to do there? But it's going to have. We're still going to have.
So
either way, yeah.
When you say the 2018 Halloween,
mm-hmm. That's the first one of his last ones.
First to last
one. I did like that. Check this out. It's going against a shit. I don't think it weighs out here. I think it's easy. Jennifer's Body.
Jennifer's Body is great.
You've got a.
I like Jennifer's Body.
I mean, you've got to give a lot of points for the body.
Yeah. I'm gonna say 17 Lance arms for the body.
There you go.
Good plug. Thanks for...
Yeah,
thank you for your service.
I remembered.
Bringing them back.
All right, so man, Halloween 2018 versus Jennifer's Body.
I mean, it's Michael Myers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll come back up. Let's go with Jennifer's Body.
Yeah, Michael Myers will be around again.
Do you think?
I'm sure.
Oh, Cobb's the only one to know.
He's the only one to know.
He's the trigger man.
Yeah. No, there's got to be more Halloween. He would have specified 2018 if there wasn't more Halloween.
I would imagine he would have at least a Rob Zombie version in there somewhere.
Rob Zombie version.
But what if it doesn't get drawn? He's got like how many counties are in the state of Alabama?
63 versus 40. So
I like Jennifer's Body.
We're going Jen's Body.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jen's I was disappointed in that Halloween when I left the theaters. It's gotten better.
It's kind of like...
Especially when you watch this last one, that's hot dog water.
Nice. Like it.
Chocolate star.
I see what Webb was saying. I kind of... Well, it kind of works.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
It's advanced. We still got those as it is, so.
Yeah, we got.
What's representing me?
The Babysitter.
Ooh.
You seen it?
Yeah, I have.
That is actually
I got one
problem
about seeing Backcountry.
Backcountry versus
The Babysitter.
Backcountry versus The Babysitter.
Backcountry's a bear movie. It's got one of the most realistic bear attacks ever.
I haven't seen
I don't think I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I think it's a true story, too.
You can pull it out and battle again if you want it.
No.
You like it? You like that? The babysitter, I think, is going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the babysitter. The
babysitter it is.
I'm going to go just because of Bella Thorne, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm a Samara Weaving fan.
Yeah, that, there you go.
She's my screen queen.
Oh, yeah, she's
got another one in there.
Queen. She's got a few.
Cool.
Was she in?
Oh, boy.
She'll come back, maybe.
Oh. Read that last word to me.
Oh, remake.
So I have the Texas Chainsaw Remake.
That's which one?
Is this the one with Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel?
I don't care what it's against.
What
is it again?
I saw the devil. It's okay.
I saw the devil?
Yeah.
Hey,
hell yeah.
But we saw
Jessica Biel moves on. That's my queen screen.
There you go.
Yeah, she
wins. You saw the South Korean movie?
Yeah, I stopped it because it was in South Korea.
Yeah, that movie's graphic.
Yeah, I did notice all the blood.
Oh, we're on the other side of the board now.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Why is this bracket here?
I don't know. For
maybe Stranger Strange
is better. I wrote Backcountry twice. Yeah. Weed.
Tire.
Quit looking at me.
Stop looking at me, Swan. Draw your movie.
Your turn.
Damn. Already again?
You're not gonna go past this one.
Say Halloween.
I've got it. What you got?
It Chapter 2.
It Chapter 2? Oh, I just murdered you with a hacksaw down the cooch.
Yeah.
With Terrifier.
Oh, shout out to our boy from Alabama.
That's right. Art the Clown. Watch out.
Terrifier.
Have you seen that film?
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Great movie.
That kind of traumatized me one night.
Did you see the guy just chilling?
Yeah, well, watch
that. The second one's making like people vomit
in the theater.
Yeah, I want to watch that shit too. It's coming. When's it coming out? It's out.
It's just not going to be around here. We're going to have to go for
it. I don't know. The last two I saw, I'm like, they had it?
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Get on this shit. It's going to be gold.
Yep, 2 weeks.
So it was Terrifier?
Yeah.
Terrifier was it.
No doubt about it.
Char boy.
Oh boy. I got a classic.
What you got?
Dawn of the Dead remake.
Okay.
Alright. That's cool.
Okay.
I got a pretty good one as well.
Oh.
Vacancy.
Kate Beckinsale,
in her prime too.
What are y'all thoughts? I kind of like the OG better than the remake, personally.
I agree.
Then Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the OG Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah. So I mean,
Open Vacancy.
No. Vacancy over. No. Like we're talking about like
if it would have been
the
if
original.
If it would have been the original, yeah. Like I think
I
it
know we're doing 2000, so that's why. But
yeah.
But you know that's
so Dawn of the Dead advances.
No, Vacancy does.
Vacancy. Look at Vacancy. Yeah. Who would have thought it?
Hey, you never know.
Kate Beckinsale.
Sometimes you're Tennessee.
Mark Wilson. A Quisiocha. Look at Luke.
Yeah.
And weird dude from
doing it. Oh,
shit. Who is one of the bad guys? Idle Hands guy or something? No.
No.
Stan from Eminem.
All those. Oh, yeah. Alrighty. American Psycho.
Oh, shit. Gets Hellfest.
Oh.
I go with American Psycho. American Psycho.
Say that film one more time and just a little brief synopsis of
Hellfest?
It's like a haunted house movie.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's got some annoying characters that you're supposed to be cheering for. That's kind of...
That ain't the same movie that, like, there was a... No. Is that the movie where these kids buy the haunted house and they deck it up?
No, that's Hell House LLC. It would have gave American Psycho some competition.
American Psycho moves on.
And speaking of the haunted house, they've got that Spirit Halloween movie.
The store?
Yeah. I think it just
Out. Oh, boy. I drew a pretty another good one, but it appears that, wow, it's already on the board, and it won.
Oh.
I have
got a double
Conjuring game. 2.
Oh, okay. Well,
what we do in the shadows.
You talking about the show,
No, it's a movie first.
Oh, it was a movie first.
Okay. Conjuring 2 versus What We Do in the Shadows. I'm not aware of What We Do in the Shadows.
I knew about the TV show.
It's a funny ass movie. Vampires.
Yeah.
Funny vampires versus The Conjuring 2.
Which we already have Conjuring 1.
Yeah. Well, they might have to go
Does The Conjuring hold that much weight?
I like 2 better than the first one.
Yeah.
Conjuring 2. Like Conjuring 2 moves on. Will we have any vampires get to the next round?
That's a funny ass movie, man.
Most of your good vampire movies were fucking in the 90s.
Yeah, like Once Bitten.
Yeah.
I think that was in the 80s, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit.
Or Sometimes They Come Back. That was a good one.
What about the one with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise?
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Interview with a Vampire?
Blade. Was about to be remaking.
Redrawn.
Fuck yeah, Blade.
What'd you get? He's taking a mulligan.
Yeah, I'm taking a mulligan out of here because I'd never heard
of it.
Starry Eyes.
Oh, that's like some Hollywood Illuminati shit.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably based on a true story.
Scary because it's true.
Okay.
If you want this job, suck my dick.
Epstein's Island.
I don't need anything to be famous.
All right. And I got this. I didn't know this was a horror Halloween movie, but this works. Disturbia.
Ooh, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So it has a place in reality where you move into this neighborhood and turns out that your neighbor's a killer.
Yep.
That's a good movie, man.
Disturbia is good. And by the way, the chicken, I don't remember her name, but she was hot. Yeah,
she wasn't in much.
There's a hotness factor.
Yeah,
got it.
You
gotta take that.
I got Midsommar.
Haven't even seen it, and I would still say that
it's not for everybody.
Midsommar, in my book, moves on. It's a trippy movie. It's a shroomy LSD.
You'd rather watch Disturbial there, Big Joe. I don't think you would like Midsommar. You see it?
I've tried to watch it.
Some of the shit I recommend, and you're like, oh, boring. I'm like, oh, Midsommar's
boring shit. Yeah,
I just like it. I'm like him when we left there. It's like, man. You
had to sit on it, dude. Like I couldn't even, like when we left the theaters, we got out in the car and like we was like
really like process it.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it until like way later in the night, maybe the next day, and then even like a couple days later, I was like, I was just thinking about this. Did you? Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you know.
See, I don't like slow burns like that, man.
So you go in Disturbia?
Yeah, I'll
give her that.
All right.
Have you drawn?
Or
y'all just drew?
We just did, yeah.
Horror fans are just losing.
Oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
Hey, you sometimes the underdogs. Yeah.
Leave a comment, don't give a shit.
Ooh, we talked about this in the intro.
No, we did. Really?
I drew Wrong Turn.
Oh.
But, no matter what I draw,
I mean, how many of those are they doing? How many wrong turns do you have to take before it's a right turn?
Three.
Exactly. So there's like wrong turn 6.
And I haven't even seen it.
What is it?
Boom!
They did a remake.
X! Excellent.
We talked about that movie in the prelude too. Yes. Kid Cudi is in it. It's, you go back to like, what would you say, like, early 70s Texas?
It's like early
70s. Man, that van shot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I was like,
it is named
movie.
X for a reason. Like, they're going out. They rented this house to make a porno, and let's just say things got a little wild.
Good catch.
Damn, I like taking wrong turn down.
Oh. Is that our burner? Is wrong turn the burner, just like Strangers?
So where do we put it at?
You put it at the bottom.
It goes against Strangers there.
So Wrong Turn moves on right here.
X has got it,
X gonna whoop the shit out of strangers.
X gonna give it to you.
X gonna give it to you.
X gonna give it to you. Then we gonna stop.
I don't know.
Then we gonna roll. Because all it take for strangers to be real, like 100% real, would be.
I think I
still. Dude, I can show you.
I still take strangers because.
Have you ever seen that X-Files
And they
episode?
Take the light out before to where you can't flip your horse line.
Have you ever seen that X-Files episode they only aired on television one time? It's kind of like Wrong Turn People. It's called Home. It's like season 5.
I'll find it.
You like X-Files?
I love the X-Files, dude.
It's like inbred people.
I drew Tales from the Crypt.
Why has he still got one?
He
just hadn't dropped it.
Yeah, I hadn't dropped it yet. I threw water.
All right, so I've got Sinister.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sinister. You're going to have to go up against Evil Dead Remake.
Oh.
Damn. So this was a different time in my life when Sinister came out. I was smoking spice. It was legal at the time.
At the time, that was the thing.
Gas station.
Sinister, that sounds about right.
In other words, John's very fortunate to be alive and that his brain still halfway works.
I watched Sinister in theater, me and my ex-wife, and then we rented it on pay-per-view, and then we rented it again on Redbox, because that movie sucks so fucking bad. I kept forgetting we watched it because the preview was so good.
Yeah, it's like, man, I want to see this.
I like it. It's not
good. Yeah. It's not a good movie.
It ain't no fucking Evil Dead remake. That remake is underrated.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Evil Dead.
That's a bitch brutal.
That was,
Evil Dead.
Always.
Did you, I don't know if you have it in there, but did you watch in the 2000s that remake of Deliverance with the female
lead?
Yeah, Spit on Your Grave.
Oh, yeah.
I got the original.
Yeah.
They left out the good part for me, the new one.
There you go.
Mom sucks women's dicks and bites it all.
What's up with you and sucking dick tonight?
Last house on the left, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I never saw a Spit on Your Grave. Yeah, I've watched the old one. I got
two
OG
movies. Boom.
I got one for your ass. Saw.
Saw?
The whole trilogy, you're just the first one.
Just the first one, man.
Just Saw.
What you got here, Kyle?
I saw it.
You got it upside down.
Well, obviously, but...
It's Mandy.
Oh, Mandy.
Mandy for me.
Mandy versus Saw.
Wait a second.
Nicolas Cage!
I don't know. That's a...
Do you remember the first time you saw the end of the Saw?
Saw
That's
was
one of those, what the hell?
I've got cancer and I'm going to make the whole world burn because of it. I've been studying your sins and I'm going to make you pay for your greed. Versus a chainsaw fight? Are you kidding me?
I mean, do you go... You go a cheddar goblin, or do you go a...
Okay.
or do you go...
I have a cheddar goblin on the back of my truck as a sticker. What Saw is fine.
Mandy is good. I ain't gonna lie.
I wish we had another mulligan.
Yeah. Use that up already.
But you know, it'd probably get his ass kicked anyway.
Probably.
But that's like... I'm not a Nicolas Cage fan, but that is one of my favorite Nick Cage's movies.
That's one of
I wish
those
Nick Cage's Mandy character could be in some of these other movies.
I'd kick some ass. I wish he was in Saw.
Oh.
This is the last of the bracket here.
So
last of the 40.
So after this, do y'all want to take a break and finish drawing the bag?
You got another option. You can
Alan's boy right here.
You can drop it and try another one.
He wants to ask a friend.
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Brrr.
Ah, yeah, that is.
I'm doing like that. Jeepers Creepers, man. Okay.
Oh, man, I love that movie.
Versus Ginger Snaps.
Oh, fuck. Those redheads were hot.
Dude, you ever watched American Mary? When she's a nurse?
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Hell yeah, she's hot.
My allegiance lies with what I think is dying right now.
What? Ginger Snaps.
But I don't think it matters what goes...
It's going to start with
what comes out
of
the back is Ginger Snaps all day, right? Even though, look, and I will say that...
It's practical effects.
Jeepers Creepers 2 was like more of a comedy to me. Like
it was.
The school bus scene.
They needed to get away from horror and be like a horror comedy.
But like the first
Slither.
One... Dude, I remember, like, you know, because growing up in Kennedy and Millport and, like, those old dirt roads and the cornfields, and you're like,
We do live in a Jeepers Creepers looking ass place.
There's, and I had just started driving when it. It fell with me, man.
What is it, Ginger Snaps?
I think we're going ginger. What is it, hotness? Hotness seems to be a factor.
It trumps everything for some reason.
I mean, the girl in Jeepers Creepers is hot.
You don't like Jeremy Long from Tusk?
Just Jeremy.
Yeah, I think Tusk was in there.
It's right there. I wanted somebody to get
a podcaster's horror. Yeah. Be turned into a walrus.
Do you remember when I was still drinking and we would be doing a podcast and we would talk about Tusk and you'd be like, I'd be like, yeah, buddy. How do you know it's not gonna happen? Yeah, and we're back.
Royale, what's we How do you know it's not back, gonna happen? Then we're gonna go a little deeper within each all of them to figure it out.
Well, let's talk about the ones that got left out. Boom.
Do we wanna go through the bag and
let's go through the bag, or do we want to take a break?
To take a break?
Okay. Yeah, let's do a break before the bag.
Yeah. Before the bag?
Yeah, that way we have a good transition break to get back into it. Yeah.
Because I need a water.
The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.